Nina is our guest, and Nina, I would like to talk to you a little bit about what your experience has been with the whole party scene.
Well, my first experience with either drugs or alcohol was very early on. My friends were going into eighth grade, and I was going into seventh. I always had very, like, much older friends, and I was hanging out with them one day, and we went out somewhere, and there was alcohol and pot there. And so I really didn't know what to do. I kind of just stepped back for a second, just observed. And it was really kind of a crazy experience because we were so young. And ever since then, drugs and alcohol have always been very prevalent in the party scene as we get older.
So you were in seventh grade. So how old were you?
I was 13.
How much have you seen the movie 13?
Yes.
How much of that's real?
I would say about 50%, not even. Like, not a lot of people snort things when they're 13 or do that kind of stuff.
So it wasn't a typical...
At all.
That was more like an L.A. movie thing.
Yes.
What happened? How did you progress? Did you continued to hang out with people that were older than you?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything your parents could have said or done to have stopped you, to have scared you, to have... talk some sense into you so you wouldn't have felt compelled to do that?
What would have really helped the situation was just to sit down, talk about it, and really discuss, not really judge me and accuse me of doing things, but really discuss about the dangers and what can happen, like DUI and what can result in that. Like, I went to driver's ed, and that really scared a lot into me out of the whole entire DUI kind of thing and drinking and whatnot.
What have your parents talked to you about? Drinking, alcohol, sex, what kind of conversations do you have?
Basically, don't do it. The only time we have had conversations about it is if we get in trouble and they say, don't do it.
And so, that's it. Do they say, why don't do it?
No.
They just say, don't do it.
Yes.
Is this pretty common, do you think, among parents?
Well, among a lot of the parents I know, it's very common just to say, don't do it, and they just expect them not to do it anymore. I think they know subconsciously that it might still be going on, but they don't want to address the problem.
They don't want to know. Do you consider yourself to have a good, open relationship with your parents?
No, not an open relationship at all with my parents. A lot of the times I find myself lying to my parents just to go hang out with certain people, not necessarily to do bad things, but just because the connotation that they have, like the reputation that some of the friends that I hang out with have. And like, if my friends do some drugs or alcohol or stuff like that, doesn't mean necessarily that that night that I hang out with them, we're going to do those kind of things. Usually I have to lie to them to be able to hang out with those people.
Now, how do your parents know these people have that kind of a reputation?
Because sometimes I try to talk to them and I try to tell them things and be like, oh, this is what happened at this party. And they always want to know names. So I just expect them to understand that this was a one-time kind of thing. And so they, like, brand the name with the crime and just forbid me from seeing them ever again.
And so you don't do that?
No, not anymore. I don't talk to them.
When you find that you party, like, drinking, smoking pot, whatever, that drinking is okay as long as you don't get just smashed and throw up and make a fool of yourself and people have to take care of you. Is that pretty much
the case? Yes, that's totally true. That's when people get that wasted, then it just gets annoying.
And then pot is, like, almost normal, like it's like nothing. It's like drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And what else is in that acceptable drug category?
Well, with most of the people I know, anything more than that is really extreme. Just pot is basically the only drug that I have been around in my partying.
Now, what about cocaine? I hear it's making a comeback.
Yes, with some girls at our school, it is making a comeback, but it's not very prevalent in the party scene. Just in small groups, because some of the girls don't want other people knowing that they do it.
Okay.
So it's not really out there yet.
So when you think about somebody that's doing more extreme drugs, cocaine,
ecstasy,
meth.
I haven't heard anyone doing meth, but it's
so anything LSD, anything like above the pot level is just what? Is it uncool? Is it?
I think it raises a red flag for everyone. Because in society, drinking and pot is just made to be just a way of life in the partying scene. But when you add any of those other more extreme drugs, then it just, I guess people get scared because it's not what they're used to.
So would you be scared to try any other drugs?
Yes.
And why?
I remember when I was littler, they used to have this commercial where, like, popular girl cheerleader, like, valedictorian kind of girl, she did ecstasy once and she died. extreme drugs just seem more dangerous, and I wouldn't want to put my life at risk.